7:17 now at KLIF. After a couple of major mistakes in recent days, the president has been even more vocal about the problem of fake news. But is all news fake news? Joining us now to take a look at how the president's opinion may change how Americans get their news is pop culture ambassador Dr. Robert Thompson, professor at Syracuse University. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
First of all, I guess there's never been another president who's been as outspoken about his hatred for the press as Donald Trump.
No, Nixon and Agnew, certainly there was no love lost, but nothing like this. And I suppose there's a lot more places Nixon didn't have Twitter either. But it's really unfortunate. I mean, we had Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying that these news operations were deliberately trying to deceive the public. I don't think that's the case. At the same time, you had these journalists saying, well, these were honest mistakes. And you don't want to hear that from a journalist either. CNN has had a number of things, June and then these last couple of weeks, that they've had to backpedal on. And I think a lot of it is the fact that we're now in this 24-hour cycle and they want to get these exclusives, and they're clearly not vetting these stories. You know, last week HBO played this wonderful new documentary on Ben Bradlee, the Washington Post guy, and it had a whole bunch of stuff on the Watergate era. And then right after that, they played All the President's Men. And there were all these sections in both the documentary and then the movie where they kept talking about things called deadlines, where they had, you know, 3 hours till deadline. Now the deadline is all the time, and I think they're going with stuff that they haven't quite vetted.
I think you're right. You know, this is nothing new. I think most Americans are under the impression that sensationalism in the news, or having a slant in some cases, is a new phenomenon, but this goes back as far as you can tell, all the way back to ancient Rome.
Well, it's how journalism in this country started. Newspapers were formed. You would be part of a political party, and you would get a newspaper as part of it. We've still got remnants of that with the names of papers across the country, the Republican, the Democrat, and all that kind of thing. It wasn't until really we got into the penny press and then the wire services where journalists wanted to be more quote-unquote objective because they wanted to sell to everybody. And the wire services, of course, were selling stories to different newspapers. And it really wasn't until after the First World War that our current idea of objective journalism really starts to kick in. But I think by and large, again, I think to paint this picture that the quote-unquote mainstream media is fake news is really unhealthy to the republic. And some of the reporting that's been going on for the past year in the New York Times and the Washington Post has been really extraordinary reporting. And if you take away that quote-unquote mainstream news, you take away a major, major organ in the health of a democratic republic.
We're talking with pop culture ambassador Robert Thompson, a professor at Syracuse University. I know when I was in J school, we were always taught not to give our opinions. Now it seems like all these journalists are giving their opinions on Twitter and Facebook and things like that. Are they teaching that's the thing to do now in J school?
Well, there's still, I mean, and it kind of depends on where you look. I mean, clearly, if you watch primetime cable news, it's all about opinion, sometimes long, drawn out, what seems to be endless expression of opinion. And then you've got, you look at some of the print newspapers and so forth, where we've still got the old school journalistic approach to these kinds of things. But virtually everybody who's still being paid to be a journalist, and there's a lot fewer of those than there once was, is now, of course, expected to be not just writing for Deadline, but constantly posting on social media and so forth. And I think that's part of the problem, is when you've got not just one deadline a day breathing down your back, but when every minute is a deadline, there's a tendency to, I think, go with this stuff before it might be completely ready to go.
Maybe I'm a little bit of a Pollyanna, but I like to think that since the advent of the internet and the explosion of social media and everything else, I know that people are very much confused and, getting to a point where in some cases they'll say, I don't know what to believe. I'm not going to believe anything. But actually, perhaps this is a good thing because it teaches us to use our own brain a little bit when consuming information that's being doled out to us in huge portions.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think a lot of horrible stuff has happened as a result of all this new technology, but I think you're right. In the end, it is a better thing to have more voices and more people who have access to the media than before. When we think of all the things that never got reported back in the day, and I'm not talking about the old days. I'm talking about the great example people use is the stuff that was going on in the Kennedy White House that, you know, the old boys network of journalists just decided this wasn't something they were going to report. It was unseemly. I think people have a lot harder time, people in power, getting away with things now than they did before. And that has to do with all these new sources of information. And even though bad stuff gets reported that's wrong, because there's so many sources, generally the wrong stuff gets called out pretty quickly.
How about the court of public opinion? Because we've seen so much of that with all these men being accused of sexual harassment, and they're really convicted before they are even charged with anything.
Yeah, well, the court of public opinion is a complicated thing. I'm looking only as far as the election down in Alabama, where the court of public opinion seems to be deciding something very different than I would have expected them to have. And these harassment issues, too. I mean, in so many cases, the people being accused have come out and confessed to what they've been accused of. So that makes it a little less complicated. But the idea that in these particular cases, because they won't be tried in court, that they are being tried in different ways could ultimately down the line, I think, be disturbing for those people who are genuinely saying they didn't do it. But so many of these accusations, that hasn't been the case.
There was a recent poll that showed nearly half of all Americans think the media makes up negative stories about the president, about this particular president. I don't know about making it up, but it does seem to me that there is a bit of an editorial slant to an awful lot of it. What do you think?
Well, it depends on what the media is everything. There are some media that's making up stuff constantly. I think when we're talking about CNN and the New York Times and the ones that are being big legacy media that are being attacked by the president and others. No, I don't believe what was just said in a press conference that they're making this stuff up to deliberately deceive the public. I don't think that's the case. On the other hand, are they getting stuff wrong occasionally? Well, we've certainly had plenty of headlines lately that's true.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We could talk about this all day long. Unfortunately,
we are out of time.
Pop culture ambassador Robert Thompson, professor at Syracuse University.
I've been we've both been interviewing Robert Thompson for years.
Yes,
it's a great pleasure to talk with him.